Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome, 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 Beamer family. For our fourth week, believe it or not, this is our fourth week in October, and how we are wrapping everything up that you've learned in the first 3 weeks, and today we're going to talk about follow-up. Greg, are you here and excited to help provide advice on how to really do the follow-up, which is the most important thing we do?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited about this, Belinda, because each and every month that we do this, we always add a little bit more because the company is continuing to evolve. We're learning more and more from the field personnel, all the distributors out in the field, and we take that information and we continue to mold this model, this outline, to help better everybody. So, yeah, I am really excited about this.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, what's really been great is the 5 or 6 months we've been doing this, we have more and more tools to share because they keep coming out, so it really is very exciting. So I think our first thing is to find out if people actually did the homework that we had, and what we were asking people to do is to take the steps to reach out to the 10 prospects we've been talking through throughout this whole month, and to invite at least 2 people to the online meetings and webinars, and there were fantastic meetings last week, and hopefully you invited people to that. And, you know, role-playing is so important, and 2 things that you really want to get comfortable with. One of that is your success story. How has Beamer changed you? What are you able to do now that you couldn't do before? Or how do you feel now that you was able to change with Beamer? But also how to introduce Beamer. So, you know, did you do the role-playing to get comfortable with that? And did you conduct at least 2 demos? Even if you had family members getting on there, did you do that? And finally, did you get on e-learning? Did you look at our Foundations of Blueprint for Success that now was released this past month? So many fantastic tools. So we have those opportunities. If you didn't do those things this past week, absolutely make sure you're going to do that this week. And it's actually a good habit to create weekly goals that you're doing, which is get 2 people on the Beamer, introduce Beamer to 2 new people, have 2 people invited to a meeting, and follow up. And today is all about follow up. But before we get into that, want to give everybody a couple reminders that we remind every single week. Yeah, we have a Facebook page. It's called Quick Face Start IBD Support Group. You want to join that Quick Start IBD Support Group in Facebook because we have a lot of content in there. We have conversations. It's really self-directed, so you have the opportunity to ask questions there and others will answer. But make sure you are answering the 2 questions to become a member. That is, have you attended an academy and what is your IBD number? Greg monitors that and approves that, and he'll send you a message if you miss those questions, but we cannot allow you to join the group. We've had some people trying to break in and give some false IBD numbers, and they're pretty obvious. We know what an IBD number looks like, so you want to make sure that you're answering those questions appropriately. And these blog talk calls are recorded. You have the ability to listen to any of them. And they are accessible by going to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. That's blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com/Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, I, B as in boy, D as in dog, S as in Sam. So today is all about follow-up, and as they say, the fortune is in the follow-up. So, Greg, you want to kick off our follow-up discussion today?
Most definitely, and I'm so glad that I'm actually the one doing this, because this is educational and a reminder for me, because this is one of the areas I had no clue about working as a paramedic for so many years. You just learn to be the drone out in the field type of thing, and you follow a process. Well, when I got into becoming a Beamer distributor and learning how to share this with people, I learned that basically there's a process to this as well, that we have like a product, not a protocol, but a guideline to go by, or a flow chart would be another way to put it. And so we did speak about this last week, but it's so important to understand why we do this. And do you know that if you do proper follow-ups with individuals, that you can increase your sales by 3 to 5 additional sales off of every sale that you make? Because that individual knows that you are taking the time, showing the respect, standing their needs, you are meeting their needs, and you're doing it in a compassionate and loving way, and that they, in turn, would love to share that with their friends and family and have them experience the same. However, if you just go in there, sell them a Beamer, say, here, watch these videos, and go trotting on down the road, do you really think that you're going to get referrals from those individuals? No. Now, here's another thing, too. Now, this isn't just with Beamer. This is an average of exposures that it takes for a sale to be made by any product throughout the U.S. This was a study that was done. Do you know that 80% of sales are made after between the 5th and the 12th exposure of a product? Now, if you remember, we have the 283 process, where there's three exposures right there, along with another three-way phone call, reaching out to them via email. So right away, you've taken yourself from the 2% into the 80% category just by following the steps that we have laid out here for you. So that is really important to remember, that all of this is proven true. And even though I didn't understand it at first, the reason I didn't understand it is because I didn't see it at work. Once I saw it at work, then that solidified everything that I'd been studying here and realized this is how you do this, and this is the tools that it takes to make it happen. So definitely stay in touch with your people. Now, the biggest problem I had, too, was that what we call the 500-pound phone. It's like, well, I want to call them and remind them about something, but I feel like I'm going to be bothering them. And that phone feels so heavy when you want to reach out and call somebody. So to eliminate that 500-pound phone, all you have to do is, when you're talking with your client, just ask them, may I contact you here in a couple days, find out how you're doing, and see how you're doing after using the Beamer, and or if I come up with some additional information to share with you that I know that you would find interesting, may I share that with you? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, sure, go ahead. So that right away eliminates that 500-pound phone. So now there's no reason to go out there and continue to do the follow-ups. But it comes down to communication, listening to your person, talking with them, and having a conversation, a two-way conversation, not you just talking at them, but listening to what they're saying, and then using the tools to help mold and fill the voids that they have, which are the questions, so that they can make an educated decision that is something that is going to definitely change their life. Now, we know that we're going to be going in there, and we may be doing that multiple times. During this process, you're going to get to know the people, and that's what's really fun about this. is that you actually can make some lifelong friends through this whole process. And so just remember that the future sale is in that follow-up. And so with that, I want to turn the next part over to Belinda here, because she's really good at organizing all of this.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. And, you know, it's because I think I tried every one of these systems to figure out how to do it. And I evolved over time. You know, I was in the corporate world, so I understood tools and I understood how to be organized. But I was not in a sales role before I got into Beamer. So I evolved as I went through my Beamer world. And there's a lot of different ways to get comfortable in knowing what you've said to people and keeping people top of mind. You know, there's somebody in our management team that just keeps a hot list, and she has people on that hot list, and she's making sure she's touching them in some way every single week. And it's nothing more than a piece of paper on a hot list. But let's talk about that whole list. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. Yes, there are systems that you can purchase. They're called CRM systems, customer relationship management systems, that help you know how to do follow-ups and help walk you through the tools. But, you know, you don't have to start there. If you understand how to do even an Excel spreadsheet, which is actually one of the ways I keep up with people, is I am sending them a follow-up and I'm putting on the Excel spreadsheet, and I have their little notes there, and it reminds me who I want to talk to each week. And I go through that Excel spreadsheet and I determine who are the my hot list for that coming week. You know, so you can keep it as simple as an Excel spreadsheet. There's also the opportunity to have a binder, and let's say you put names of different categories in that binder, and you have people from your church or your children's sports programs, or people that you know at the gym, or people that you have coworkers, and you have each of those different categories on sheets of paper, and you're filling out the information and you're going from there. That's going to help you. You know, one of the things that I started with that I found to be really very, very valuable to me was I got the it's actually 5x7 cards instead of the 3x5 cards, but I got the cards and I got the index box, and I put people, and I got the calendar that had, you know, just the numbers 1 to 31, and I put people in that, those little cards and information about them, and when I had a touch with them and somebody was really hot, maybe I'm talking to them every week. If somebody was interested but a little, you know, not very excited per se, but interested and wanted to keep having information, maybe I talked to them once a month. So I put them in that daily list in that box. So, you know, that's one of the things. And I know one of the team managers here in Florida that is still doing that, and she's finding that to be still very excessive or successful. So, you know, think about ways that feel comfortable to you. The way we talk about Beamer is we don't need perfection. We just need to continue to take one step forward. So you may evolve with your process and your follow-up as you evolve and you grow in your Beamer business. But don't get overwhelmed by it. But maintaining organization of some sort is important. Because if you take a name and you send an email and you don't follow up with them and you don't call them and you don't invite them to our online meetings or an in-person meeting, or you don't invite them to do the Beamer session, it is a guarantee you will not have success. So find what's comfortable to you and begin to evolve that. You know, and Greg, we always say we want to drip on people and not dump on people. So we want to just continue to give them digestible information. So do you want to go ahead and talk about some of those options that are available to do effective drip communication?
I would be more than happy to. So remember, this is going to be more of a reminder to everybody. We did discuss this earlier on, but it's so important that it fits into what we are trying to accomplish here today. And the first item is the lease to own option. Now, with that, we had Belinda Torres, we had Stacy DeVore, and I know we had someone else also involved in putting that lease to own together.
It was
so
Leslie
go,
Fox. Leslie Fox.
Leslie, that's there we go. Leslie Fox, and what an amazing, amazing distributor and contributor she is to the Beamer family as well. And so with that, they got together and they put together an outline sheet and all the instructions. So when you do a lease to own with a client, that you have everything at your fingertips, all the material to be able to send them, the follow-up emails, the information, everything is there. Well, where do we find it? You just go into your Beamer back office. You go to the far left and you go under Distributor Library. Under Distributor Library, you scroll all the way down, and I believe it is the seventh item down, and it says lease to own. It's in one of those horizontal rectangular orange bars. It says lease to own, and you click on that. Within that will be a lot of downloadable material that you can download, you can print off, however you want to do it. But all the information is right there for you. And so this can also be used when you're doing a regular client. And so all these outlines can be used significantly with that too. So here you have all this information at your fingertips. We are just here to help direct you to where to find it. Next up is we have our videos to share in our distributor library and our e-learning. Now, I do know, like, for example, on the YouTube channel that they have, right below the calendar, which is at the very top in your distributor library, there's a little instruction bar that says, if unable to open something, if you have a Mac, you click on your command and then hit enter. If you have PC, you click on another item and then hit your return button or whatever to open up these pages. So make sure you do that, because I learned that also the hard way. I should say the hard way, but I couldn't open it up. And then I remembered seeing that notation, and I did that and everything opened up for me. So we have all those videos also available for us. And don't forget your e-learning. There's so much information there. We also have our life.beamergroup.com/8-minute story. And once again, these are all reminders. We've gone over these in the past when we were going over our 283 process. So there is that video that you can share. Now, sometimes it might be longer than 8 minutes. And people go, well, it's longer than 8 minutes, and you're talking about an 8-minute story. The reason why we say 8-minute story in it is because our sessions are 8 minutes long. That's why. Okay, next up is the life.beamergroup.com/videos. So there you can pull up different videos also, and all of these can be shared with your clients. An important thing to remember is when you first were introduced to Beamer, how were you introduced to it? What did it take for you to finally make the decision to make that purchase? Remember your story, and if possible, make some notes and write it down, because it's so easy to forget after we get involved and we've seen hundreds of people. We kind of forget how our path started. You always want to go back and you want to remember it was the simple little things, not somebody coming at you like a fire hose and hosing you down with information. Sometimes it's just planting those little seeds and then giving the person the respect and the time to go over it in their own time, on their own terms. And when you do that, you'll have a much better outcome. And I actually find out the people that make the most solid decisions are the ones that take the longest to make that decision. And they end up actually being some of the best distributors on the team, because they did their due diligence and they wanted to make sure 100% they were making the right decision. So please be respectful, give them their time, and we have all the information to share with them. Now, also make sure when you write down your story, document the success and the changes in your life, your physical changes, how it balances in your life. Has it created more independence for you? The self-satisfaction you have in having your own career, setting your own hours, being able to do things at your pace. These are all wonderful things, and these are things that you can contribute to your own personal Beamer story. And remember to practice your Beamer story with others, your testimonial. Practice, 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 whether it be with a family member or just a friend. Get their input. Being able to fine-tune it down to where people come back to you and ask you for more questions, that shows that they have an interest, whereas if you're talking to them and their eyes start to glaze over and they start backpedaling on you, that's probably not the best approach, and you're probably scaring them off. And I've seen that happen as well. In fact, I did it myself. I speak from experience, and I only wish that we had education like this when we got started. Don't you feel that the same way there, Belinda?
Oh, my goodness. What's available now and the opportunities to learn and even this Quick Start program, I so wish we had access to this. But isn't it great that the people who are joining us now have access to so many tools?
Yep. So I'm going to turn this next part over to you, Belinda, on our Pace Setters and 360 program.
Okay, terrific. Well, you know, one of the things that Beamer has done is they continue to provide us with opportunities to earn more money. And so for 2021, we had a senior in 60, meaning that if you got 5,000 points within 60 days of signing up, you had the potential of getting an extra $1,000. But what's beautiful is it doesn't matter how many of us have already reached Pacesetter in the past. We have all, every single one of us has an opportunity to get to be a Pacesetter again. So that means that if you have 5,000 points between September 1st and December 31st, you have the opportunity to have $750. If two of those sales happen to be to IBDJs, two people who sign up to be distributors and purchase a unit, then you get an extra $250. So that's how you get your $1,000. So so even if you purchase a Beamer yourself or equine system or many of the different accessories or applications, you get points. So even your own points, with you getting your own discounted opportunity to have the discount applied to that, you still get, that gets the count on your personal point. So $1,000 extra dollars is available to you. But it gets even better. Let's say somebody under you happens to do the same thing. You get half of their bonus. So if they get $1,000, you get an extra $500. And it doesn't matter how many people that are directly under you that do that for you to get that extra bonus. But the catch is you have to get the bonus yourself. So just because somebody under you is being successful and you don't get the Pacesetter, then you can't get that extra 50%. So much opportunity. If this is confusing to anyone, it is spelled out really in detail in Chris and George Veronis's Monday Motivation. So that Pacesetter to the finish. But what's really cool is you also get, if you get the Pacesetter, you also get some really, really cool sneakers that are orange with a B on it. And that's, you know, I'm excited about $1,000. But I'm really excited about getting those sneakers because there's no other way to get the sneakers. So, you know, you just have to continue to move forward, apply these conversations, apply these invitations that you get to bring people to meetings, that you can share the videos, you can share all of those different communications and texts that are in the lease to own PDF section. You know, don't worry about being perfect. Just start getting moving forward. You just have to get started, and you have to just start walking on the path. So, you know, think about those people that you may have mentioned to Beamer, or think about those people that may be interested. You know, when I teach an academy, I love to ask what the profession people have, because Beamer touches everyone. So, you know, people that you may be at your health food store, maybe you can have an opportunity to once a week or once a month bring the Beamer there and have a free service to a health food store. It allows them to offer something to their customers without you, without them having any other cost. Think about maybe a hair salon would like to do that. Perhaps somebody in your gym, if you go to a gym regularly, perhaps they'd let you to do that, that you can bring your Beamer in a zero-gravity chair and do free Beamer sessions to introduce to people. You know, maybe you want to get engaged in different networking groups. There are professional network groups that you can find. I know that I've actually joined BNI, which is a professional network group, and the Chamber of Commerce is another option. But a lot of times you can even find them on meetup.com, an opportunity to get in front of other people and talk about your Beamer business. Or maybe you just want to meet people in a different way, and you could go to meetup.com and find a hiking group or some other type of interest that you may have. Maybe you like to kayak or you're a cyclist. And there's so many ways to get engaged with people. And the really beautiful thing about Beamer is you get to share while you live your life. And that is one of the fabulous things about Beamer. So there's so many opportunities for you to share Beamer with so many different people, because what we know is, you know, everybody really needs a Beamer, and some people desperately need the Beamer, but you got to get out and about to be able to meet those people. You know, we're talking about all the things of what to do, but Greg, you want to share some of the not to do list so people know what they should stay away from doing when they're sharing the Beamer.
Boy, you really know how to give the right subject to the right person, don't you there, Belinda? So this is where we learn by doing, everybody. And yes, you're nothing like taking the individual from the field that's probably done a lot of this, and now I have learned. So number one is being able to share the Beamer with people. However, when we first get involved in Beamer, we are so excited, and we want to share the Beamer with everybody. And they say something about it's better to be, how does that go, Belinda? Ignorance on fire? Do you remember that saying?
I'm not sure I remember that saying. I'm sorry. I can't help you on that.
That's okay. But anyway, what it comes down to is that, and I was thinking of a couple different scenarios on how I could describe this. And let's say that you went to medical school and you were going to go into your very first surgery and you haven't been taught how to do surgery or anything yet. Are they going to stick you in there and say, okay, do it and not have any mentors or instructional people around you? No. You're going to have an individual right next to you walking you through the process. Let's take it to an auto mechanic. How many times have we opened up the hood on a brand new car and looked in there and go, I can't even see the spark plugs on this. I don't even know how to change the spark plugs on this car or change the oil. But yet I just started up in mechanic school. Well, you're going to go through instructions. You're going to have mentors with you, and you're going to learn the proper steps on how to go about working on that car. It's no different, Beamer, folks, is that we have an amazing product that is going to change people's lives. We want to make sure that their first exposure to Beamer is like yours, where it is in an educated manner and it is systematically given to them in the sense of what we call duplication. How you introduce the Beamer to people is how they are automatically going to follow in your footsteps, and they're going to introduce it to people. So we want to start off following the process, and that is really hard to pull back on the reins and do this. However, how we do it is make sure that you have your mentor or your sponsor by your side or your accountability partner. So when you're going out and sharing, you are learning from the very get-go how to practice good habits and not establish bad habits. No different than if I was out to go out and walk out my door here and start trying to hit golf balls, I have no idea how to hold the club, how to swing properly or anything like that. And if I went out there for a few days and did it on my own and then took lessons, right away I've established bad habits. However, if I go brand new, fresh, never swung a golf club in my life, and I go directly to the golf pro and start learning the proper way, I'm going to be much more successful a lot faster. So we want to make sure that you have the right people helping you from the very get-go, all right? Number two, don't fake the answers on any question that is given to you by a client. Lead with integrity and be honest. That will score you more points, and it incorporates our 283 system as far as a three-way phone call comes in. That is the open door for you to say, you know what, I don't know the answer to that, but I have someone that can, and it'll allow me to learn as well. Let me call up such and such, and let's get that answer together. And just start dialing. Don't wait for them to say, oh, no, you don't need to or whatever, because they may think it's an inconvenience for you. No, this is a great way to right away establish that three-way phone call, and you're going to learn in the process. Now, as individual distributors are not allowed to, and that is get involved into mass media. So as far as radio, TV, ads in newspapers, magazines, the only way that you could incorporate something like that is going through our compliance department at Beamer. They are not the Gestapo. They're not the police. These folks are in there to help you develop and build your business to the best possible ability and doing it in a legal way. They will also give suggestions. If you're putting together a booth, you can take a picture and you can say, listen, what would you recommend here or there, or what things or material could I use to incorporate? And they're more than happy to help because they have heard suggestions from many other distributors. They are an extremely great resource for us. And yes, they are there to make sure that we do things properly. Now, they don't come down and just say right away, nope, we're pulling your distributorship. They will give you the benefit of the doubt. They will talk with you and find out what the story is. They will educate you properly, and then they will make a notation of such and then allow you to continue forward. However, we have had individuals that have been going out there and fraudulently going out and setting up a booth at a location, saying that they had gotten authorization and didn't. These folks have received some informational emails that suggested if they were to do this again, further action would be taken. Beamer wants to take care of all those that are doing things properly, and we have the resource to learn how to do that properly. They are there to help us. All right. Next, we do not do cold calls on doctors or veterinarians. Why? Because you could have somebody that has been doing a standard job, let's say working behind a desk all their life, and then they learn about Beamer and they want to go into a doctor's office that they have no idea who these people are. You are representing Beamer, and they expect you to know everything inside and out, top to bottom, left to right. That's never the case. That's why we want to make sure that we represent Beamer in the best of lights. Now, if you have your own personal doctor and you're using the Beamer and the doctor notices changes and is wondering what's going on, you are more than happy to share information with him and allow him to do this. But just know that if a doctor belongs to a corporate or an organization where there's other doctors on board, they all have to be on board to bring that product into their business. So you're not just trying to convince one doctor. You have to convince all of them, and that's normally not the case. So that's why just working with your personal doctor is the best way to go about that. Same way with veterinarians as well. And so your veterinarian will maybe see what's happening with your horse and go, wow, you know, it seems to be doing really well. What are you doing something different? And you can then share the Beamer with them. So we also talked about expos, but what about medical expos? Let's say there's a convention and there's all these doctors or chiropractors or things like that, or even a veterinary convention. I know we would all be licking our lips on that. However, we do not go in there because, once again, we want to share Beamer in the best of light. And this is where down the road, I'm sure Beamer will be working on things to where we possibly can open the door for those. But this is a one-on-one relationship with individuals. This is why Peter Gleim speaks from the heart. And in through our e-learning and our beginning of our e-learning process, he's interviewed. He shares how the direct sales marketing program works so well and why. So go in there and review and listen to exactly what Peter Gleim says about why we do things the way we do. So those are some of the do's and don'ts of how we share the Beamer. And now Belinda is going to go into how to become a great IBD, because she is not only a great IBD, she's an amazing IBD as well as an academy director. So take it away, Belinda.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Greg. I appreciate it. You know, what it really boils down to is your daily habits. What are the habits that you are going to take that are going to make the change? So one book I would recommend anybody read if they want to really learn how to be successful in anything is Think and Grow Rich. It is by Napoleon Hill. It is a wonderful book that's going to help you recognize how to keep that clear focus of where you want to go and what daily habits you need to create. So there's a lot of different books that help you with daily habits, but Think and Grow Rich really lets you focus forward. But the thing is, you can't always control the outcome, but you absolutely have the ability to control your behavior and your daily habits. So what kind of commitment are you going to make that you're going to do every single week or every single day? Think about it. You can say, I'm going to spend so many hours on your Beamer business, or you can say, I'm going to reach these goals every single week. George has done a lot of studies and a lot of measurement, and he determined that if you introduce Beamer to at least two new people each week, you get at least two people on the Beamer, you get at least two people to attend a presentation, and they're online and so many are available, and some of it could be a recording with you, and you're following up with every single one of them, you can expect to have one sale a month. So if you think about those measurements, what is it that you want to accomplish and what is the budget you need? You know, that burning desire absolutely makes you hungry to be able to have those sales. So what is the behavior you need to be able to do that? Think about it. On average, by age 18, you have heard up to 200,000 failure messages. You're too small, you're too big, you're awkward, all of those things that we have heard, you know, we put that into our mindset in an unconscious way. And some of those remain in us in those unconscious ways. So what you also need to recognize is you have to make the decision for your success. You know, some of that automatic programming, when someone finds something new and exciting, you may hear someone from your family saying, oh, here you go again. And when are you going to learn? You can't get rich quick, or whatever that negativity that you may have. You decide your success. You believe in you. And I love the Henry Ford reminder that in his quote that says, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So the biggest success is having consistency, having those daily habits, and continuing to move through those habits, even if you have a negative situation. And you know, Greg, a lot of people may not be used to doing Zoom, and now they're incorporating Zoom or leaving Zoom calls. So do you want to take a minute and give us a little bit of a preparation on how to do an effective Zoom call and look professional as we wrap up this call in this month?
Most definitely. Yeah, one thing I learned, everybody, is on these Zoom calls through my BNI group, you really see the do's and don'ts of what to do and how you can look professional and how you can look very unprofessional. So with a Zoom call, number one, it's 100% visual. And so you want to position yourself properly in front of the camera. Well, first, you want to make sure that you're dressed appropriately. Look like you're in business attire, shoot, at least from the waist up where the camera is showing. And there's those jokes going around on TV where the guy gets up and he's in the three-piece suit, but he just has a pair of shorts on after he stands up, or like the news broadcaster behind the table on TV or different things there. Make sure, though, that you are dressed appropriately. Number two is your lighting. Now, the lighting you want from the front, not the top, because if it's just from the top, it creates a lot of shadows. And so we want to make sure that you look good. Now, there's different, you can go on Amazon. There's different ways to look up lighting. There's different YouTube videos also that show how to do proper lighting, and it's not that expensive. And these are LED lights that you can get. There's the circular ones. There's rectangular ones that you can get. And position them so that they're a little higher up than your head. They shine down on you. And then they don't create the shadowing. So coming in from a couple different directions will eliminate the shadowing. Wearing of glasses. If you are wearing glasses, how many times have you seen people and you can see the reflection of that circular light on their glass lens itself, and it looks like they have a different pupil or something like that? Well, these things cause distraction. So here you're listening to them talk, but you're focusing on that darn little circle on their glasses. And it's very difficult to get past that at times. Make sure that there's no distractions in the background, having people walking back and forth behind you, or having inappropriate material hanging up behind you, or things that might be political in nature or offensive or different things there. Make sure you have nice neutral stuff, or learning on the Zoom platform where you can actually use like a what's called a blurry mode, where it blurs out everything in the background, but yet you are in focus. So that's another thing to do. Then also make sure that the camera is at eye level, and that your eyes are, if you were to divide the item into three sections, your head is kind of between the first and second, that first and second area on the screen, so that your head isn't at the top of the screen, nor is your chin down on the bottom of the screen, that you're just above center. So that is a well-centered area. So we only just have about a minute and a half left. I want to give this over to, well, it looks like I'm the one supposed to do the wrap-up here, huh, Belinda?
It's all good.
Okay, so awesome. So with that then, let's finish up with the wrap-up here. And so just remember, folks, this is just your beginning. You can go back and you can listen to these recordings. That's why we are doing this. So you can go back, you can get on the Facebook page, you can download the files that we have in our private Facebook page. All this information now has been given to you. We have set it at your feet. It is your choice if you bend down to pick up those tools and use them. We can lead a horse to water, but we can't make him drink, right? So this is up to you. Now, we also have all our regional calls that we have. Our national calls are the third Wednesday of the month. And then if we have time for questions, we can get to that. But remember, progress, not perfection, just getting started. So with that, make sure that you go into your blog talk for your Tuesdays, for Testimonial Tuesdays. Make sure you get involved in our Whatever Wednesdays, where Lisa Diamond and, now I forgot his name, and he's going to shoot me for this one.
And Mark.
But, no, but anyway, make sure you listen to the Wednesdays. Make sure you listen to your Thursdays for the veterinarian and the horse. Items. There's so much information to be shared with that. Just remember, the key to success is to focus on goals, not obstacles. So continue to focus on your goals. Use the tools that we have shared through these trainings, and we will be back next month. We will be back again. We will be back, and if there's changes, we will make the changes, and we will continue to work with each and every one of you out in the field. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time listening to us. I want to give a special heartfelt thank you to Belinda and to our replacement out there that comes in, and you can share who that is, Belinda. And
yes,
who is
Linnell Hagee is a fabulous support for us as well. So yes, we're happy to have her support us whenever we need to take that Monday off.
Yep, exactly.
And we have 5 weeks next month. So you know what that means? We start over, and then we get to have a fifth week that allows us to just answer questions. So plan to join us. We continue to give updates, but go to your national calendar to understand where some of the calls and meetings are and instructions on how to do that. And you want to make sure you are attending the Dr. Berker's Wellness Wednesday, too, to continue to get that learning. Those will also be in our national calendar. So many opportunities, but you may want to put it on your calendar now that the 8th is for medical communications on Medical Monday, and the Wellness Wednesday is going to be the 10th of November. So get that on your calendar and attend as well.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, we just want people to have fun.
And with that, this goes out to each and every person that listens to this. You guys deserve an applause for being here. We want to thank you for being here, and we will see you next month. And everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Take care, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.